The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup or merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy?
Oh, nice, Albert, nice.
Is it for all time?
Cole Porter, Frank Sinatra. Okay, here we go. We've been playing rock and roll the whole morning. You know, but this is a great, great tune. Thank you, Al. He found a great version. Long Last Love. Mr. Sinatra with Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Great to have you with us, 877-970-2999. I see the phone calls. Appreciate you checking in. Love how you gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning and hash through the issues of the day. We got this. We got this, and we appreciate you being with us. Frankie is here, and Albert, and Debbie as well, and Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us. Dr. Alan Kadish in the 9 o'clock hour. Any questions? Jeffrey Lyons will tell you what you could binge watch as well, but we wanted to reach out to Andre Seah. He is the mayor of Paterson, New Jersey. He has just emerged from quarantine after recovering from the virus. A personal friend of Debbie Duhame, went to the same high school together. Hey, Mr. Mayor, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us, sir.
Good morning, Joe. And not only are you an SNL superstar, but you were featured in one of my favorite videos, Let's Go Mets Go. That tells you I root for in baseball. I don't know if you remember that.
Man. Oh, you were 2 years old, man. You were so young.
12. I was 12.
That was like 1986, that Frank and Al, diehard Mets fans, and me being a Yankee fan, but they said to me, Mr. Mayor, they said to me, the mayor's referring to a video I did for the Mets when they won the World Series, and I went, they said, Joe, will you do this for us? And I said, I'm a Yankee fan. They said, no, but we'd love for you to come and do it, and I did it, and it was so much fun. But I think that has been seen by more people than anything I've ever done. How did you end up a Mets fan? How did you end up a Mets fan, Mr. Mayor?
Well, you got to know what hardship is like in life, right? Because life is full of struggle. It's not easy.
Yeah.
So being a mayor, it was almost like a prerequisite to being a mayor, being a Mets fan, right?
That's great, man. And you know what? You know, Paterson, you're making doing some great things. I want to talk to you about COVID-19. But a shout out, because I always say, you know, with all the drugs being made overseas, we should make them. And I say right in Paterson, New Jersey, you know, and we work with, as you know, I work, you know, personally with the Boys and Girls Clubs throughout the great state. And we appreciate that Spielberg, and I give Governor Murphy credit for this. And again, I know my conservative friends may get mad when God forbid I give somebody credit. But I know Spielberg shot West Side Story in Paterson, New Jersey. How awesome was that, man?
He did, and Scorsese was here. And we had Aaron Sorkin. He just did the Trial of Chicago 7. So we're becoming Hollywood East. Unfortunately, monster, this mysterious and serious virus has put everything on pause. But we're ready to push the play button. We will be pushing the play button. Like you said, we got this.
No, I love it. We do. We have this, and you are front and center in the fight, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
So tell us, how are you feeling? When were you diagnosed with this COVID-19, sir?
So I tested positive on April 3rd. As you stated, I emerged from isolation 2 days ago. The only real symptom, be careful, Joe, I want all your listeners to be aware of this.
Okay.
I lost my sense of smell, and I chalked it up to allergies, and then I just got tested with our first responders, and it turned out I had it, and when I was getting treated, they found in an x-ray that had pneumonia as well. Didn't even know I wasn't coughing.
What?
Didn't have a fever. Yes. What? It's the mysterious virus.
Wow, that's scary. That is scary. Yeah. So give us your symptoms. So the first thing was loss of sense of smell.
That's it. That was it. And I had a pneumonia on my lung, my left lung.
Well, and that was caused by the COVID-19, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, because what it tries to do, it tries to attack your lungs.
Oh, man.
It goes to the air sacs.
Did you go with the hydroxychloroquine, the
Z-Pack? I did. I did both, the combination.
Yeah, with the Z-Pack. And then the doctors gave it to you early on, right, Mayor?
They did immediately. He said, we have to treat you, Mr. Mayor. That's why he took an X-ray, and then he just prescribed hydroxychloroquine. And I got to tell you, there are some side effects. I don't know if I can elaborate on the phone.
No, please. I got you.
I've never had bowel movements like that before.
But it really can mess up. That it is a powerful drug, and I guess there are some side effects to it.
Anti-malaria.
Yeah, you know, you're right. But did you get, they say you get heart palpitations, but then I heard if you got to take it like 5 years for it to affect you.
Exactly. I was concerned. Remember, it becomes psychosomatic, right? Because people start filling your head, and you become paranoid,
absolutely.
And you start Googling, researching. It says the heart arrhythmia was what I thought. And I said, call my doctor, and I was measuring it on my Fitbit, but I was fine. I'm totally fine.
Well, you sound great. You're energetic. You were quarantined. Listen, the jersey in you came out, brother. Let me tell you something, man.
I'm a fan of Joe Piscopo, man. We've been watching you for over 35 years. Come on.
I'm honored, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. Right back at you.
Please.
So you were quarantined in your basement for 14 days in your basement, huh?
No fun.
Well, you know, tell us about how you worked with the family, Mayor. Say, how did your mayor with the family? Were they around? You can't get around. Even now, I have to watch out with my kids at my age for crying out loud, you know? Tell me what that was like. Did you not move from your basement?
Well, I mean, every now and then I made an occasional cameo upstairs, but I had a mask and gloves on and made sure that I was washing my hands. Yeah, I knew you'd appreciate that. So that was for you. That was a nod and a wink to Joe Piscopo.
Thank you. I love it. Yeah.
Hey, I'm feeling the love. It's mutual. So what would happen is I'd go upstairs. My kids would spot me, but I'd say, no, don't touch daddy. He's sick. And my wife would reinforce that. Now, I also have some unfortunate news. My wife tests positive, too. So she got infected. But today she got retested. She could break from her isolation today if she gets that negative test, which I'm fairly certain she will.
Yeah. Now, has Patterson been hit particularly hard?
Yes. You know why? We are the second most densely populated city in the country.
Exactly.
Of any municipality with 100,000 or more residents, we are second. New York is the most densely. We're second. I think about it. We're so compact. And quite frankly, we have people like 6, 7, 8 people living in households, in some households. Yeah. And if one gets it, it spreads fast because of the close quarters. They're cramped up. They share bathrooms. That's what happens. So that's why we have over 3,000 confirmed coronavirus cases, COVID-19 cases.
And you know, it does, and it circles and circles back. I've done so much research on it. I tell you, I've done so more research. I wish I studied this hard at West Essex High School, you know, when I was.
You were born in Passaic and you grew up in North Caldwell. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, we were born in Passaic. It was so funny because my father had an office there. Again, you're much younger than I am, Mr. Mayor. But when back then, Passaic, the 663 Main Passaic Avenue, right there, that big tall building, that was like the Empire State Building to me, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My father would take me and my brother Richie. We would go down to his law office there on like the 27th floor. We thought, oh my gosh, look at this beautiful building. That was Passaic, New Jersey. Still a beautiful town, as you know, right next door to you. And then we live Belleville, Bloomfield. It's the Frankie Valli, Joey Pesci corridor, you know, right up there, Bloomfield Avenue. Hey, Patterson, what a great history Patterson had with Lou Costello. People forget about Lou Costello. People forget about that, right? And Lou Duva, as a matter of fact, right?
Correct. And I got to point back to Alexander Hamilton, who founded our city. And it was the first planned industrial city in the country. So when you talk about manufacturing, this is where it all started in America.
You know what, Mr. Mayor? I'd love to do this with you, man. When this all settles down, and we're just glad that you're okay. I've been saying it on the air. You know, I work with at-risk youth because we all know Mr. Raymond Chambers. He's our mentor to all of us. You know, Ray Chambers, who works so well with. Oh gosh, he really brought Newark back, and he wouldn't even like me to mention his name. He's so humble. But we should go out and with the help of the governor, we go to all these. Maybe Alex Gorsky is doing an incredible, great job at Johnson & Johnson, and we bring in and you bring manufacturing to Patterson. That's where we got to be thinking. And I know you're working on it already, Mr. Mayor, but any help in that regard, I would love to step up and help you like that.
Oh, Joe, we would welcome you with open arms, even if you're a Yankees fan, in Patterson. We will. It's a Jersey thing.
I know it is. Mr. Mayor, before we let you go, sir, any advice for people that might be battling with this virus right now?
Yeah, it's, you know, primarily it's about your mental health and you, tip-top condition. I've watched you in movies, Wise Guys and Johnny Dangerous. So you have to boost your immune system, build up your body, vitamin C, vitamin D, emergency, zinc, multivitamins.
Yeah.
Do it.
Protect
yourself. But remember, these are invaders. That virus is an invasion. They're trying to infiltrate your body. So fight it off the best you can.
Let me tell you, dude, not to be too graphic, but you have trouble breathing and everything. It just attacks your lungs. Did you feel that? They say
I didn't have that. I didn't have it.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't have anything.
Oh my! You just happened to get tested, and then here you are. This is
I could have been walking around for weeks not knowing. There are a number of people who are asymptomatic.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're talking about. That's why this antibody test that we were talking about earlier probably is the best way to go. Is the best way to go, Mr.
And once I get my immunity certificate, I'd be willing to donate plasma because I want to help other people. I want to save lives.
You know, Mayor Andre Asaya from Patterson, New Jersey, we appreciate it. Thanks for letting us in. Thanks for being – you know what? You're a positive – you're light at the end of the tunnel, Mr. Mayor, because
you
went through it and you sound spectacular. And listen, let's convene in the great city of Patterson, and we'll talk about what we could do. Thanks for doing a great job there, Mr. Mayor. God bless you.
An honor. Thank you. Stay strong. Oh,
you're most kind. You too, indeed. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. There's Andre Saya. He is the mayor of Patterson, New Jersey, and right next to Passaic, where I was born, and he beat the virus. But, you know, again, there's always got to be some kind of side effects. And I always talked about hydroxychloroquine, as Dr. Stephen Greer talked about on this program. 2 months ago, we talked about it with the Z-Pak. But still, as the mayor said, it could still upset your stomach. But at least he's beating it, and he sounds great. So there is hope. And like the mayor said, in true Jersey fashion, we will beat this. We got this. 17 after 8. Let me grab a couple calls before we break. Hey, Hank. Hank is our buddy. Former United States Marine. Thank you for your service, sir. What is on your mind this morning, Mr. Marine?
Good morning, sir. Please, I don't want to go back to the island, but I do disagree with the judge. Joe, a lot of this has to do, I believe, with some kind of martial law effect. We had the Bill of Rights, all the good stuff, but we can't cry fire in a movie theater, correct? So basically, this is almost the same type of thing. You got to tell the people to calm down a little bit. The people like myself that were in the military, we didn't have 100% of our civil rights. And I'll explain it this way. Yeah. Let's say you didn't want to work today and you just didn't show up. Well, in the military, you get thrown in the brig for that.
Yeah.
And your job, they put a phone by your house, and you could still work.
Yeah,
that type of stuff. I don't mean to go on and on with it, but it basically goes on that the people have to be told what not to do. We'll get our civil liberties back. How about when we're in church, and the people went up and they drank the wine out of the chalice, and then the altar boy would wipe them with a dirty rag. Did that disgust you to some degree?
Yes. Well, yes, it did. Actually, it did. Thank you. Hank, thank you. I hear what you're saying, boss. And thank you. And again, thanks for your service in the United States Marine Corps.
He's not on the island.
No, he's not on the island. No, but he's got his landing craft ready to go on the island. I love this guy. No, the thing is, I understand. The judge is right, though. You can't – how much – Governor Whitmer in Michigan went too far. You can't say you can't buy plant seed. That's not, that's like power control. That's like nuts. You can't buy plant seed, but you can buy this. You can't buy paint, but you can buy this. No, you got to ease up a little bit like that. On the other hand, I understand the governors, and that's why I kind of stuck up for Governor Murphy, is because if people, if your people are dying, this is on your watch. As governor, as president, this is on your watch. And you will do anything to at least, like, flatten the curve, as they say. So I understand it, but are we going too far? Is there a government overreach? I think that is the question. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us, coming right up after we go to Debbie Duhaime, talking to your old schoolmate from, what was the name of the high school that Mayor Sayre went to? You guys
went
to together?
Well, Mayor Sayre and I... We both, well, he's actually younger than I am. He graduated with my brother Michael. So he, but we went to DePaul Catholic in Wayne. Yeah.
I love it.
Great guy, Mayor Sayre. He's doing a great job, Mayor Sayre, over in Patterson. He really is.
He beat that COVID-19 a big way. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, there's traffic now. It's 20 after 8 o'clock. We'll go to Congressman Zeldin momentarily. But, yes, there is traffic. People say, people are driving? Yes, they are. And Debbie's got it all for you right here on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you, Joe. And thank you to Mayor Sayre for joining us this morning. That was a pleasure to have him on. Let's go out to the George Washington Bridge right now. It looks like some construction, Joe, over on that lower level. So definitely steer clear of the lower level over at the George Washington Bridge. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules remain in effect. Some volume on the Harlem River Drive southbound, getting down through the 130s. A problem on the Grand Central Parkway. Grand Central Parkway West, right at Jewell Avenue. It's an accident and two lanes remain blocked. Some volume on the northbound Van Wyck getting right up into the area of the Grand Central because of that problem. And it looks like a spin out on the Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson, as you head eastbound, getting out toward Forest Park Drive, it's an accident there as well. We're still seeing some slowdowns on 173 by 78 over in Union Township and Hunterdon County with a serious accident there. Rain today with a high of 50 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie. 821 right now. We want you to build up your immune system. We want you to take Balance of Nature that will help build up your immune system. This is for me. I'm talking about myself, how it works for me. Balance of Nature. It's a vegetarian capsule with 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. You're not going to eat enough fruits and vegetables. Eat your vegetables! And I never have enough unless I'm with Mama, and Mama makes me broccoli, Rob. But I haven't had a chance to sit with my dear mother and to have the broccoli, Rob. So I turn to Balance of Nature. You know, vitamins are made with synthetics. You eliminate them. You don't want you don't want to get the vitamins because you just don't even, your body will not even utilize what is in vitamins. Balance of Nature is, they're like 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables in a daily dose of Balance of Nature. I'm not making a clinical claim here. I don't want to hear that. Oh, you can't say that on the radio. I'm telling you it works for me, with Frank, with Al, with Debbie, the whole morning team. We're on Balance of Nature. You heard us talking about it. Build up your immune system, and you do that with fruits and vegetables, and that's exactly what Balance of Nature is, in a vegetarian capsule. And now more than ever, you need to build up your immune system. Plus, the Howard family offers you this free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Free shipping, 35% off. Hello. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health. You know, I love you. We appreciate you being part of the radio family. I worry about you. You want to build up your immune system. I believe that you can do it with Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to, please, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Source Farmhouse Brewery presents their first annual homebrew competition, collaborating with me and my show, Al Gattulo's Craft Beer Cast. The winner will get to work with pro brewers and brew their recipe at The Source. They'll also work with Source's design and marketing teams to label their beer and receive the official Source Homebrew Competition trophy. Free to enter, register online at am970theanswer.com. Entries are due May 31st. Judging will be done July 5th through August 2nd. We are choosing the best of the best to be brewed at The Source.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
How's it feel to be dead, Mo?
I can't believe I've been afraid of this my whole life. It's a piece of cake. How about you, Harry?
Ah, Mo, the thrill's worn off. I've been dead for 3 days already.
Let's get out of here.
Now, back to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
As a Danny DeVito and I from Wise Guys, every key, I remember that. I swear to goodness gracious, that had to be shot in Bayonne, I think, or Secaucus somewhere where we blew up the house. And always what a thrill and a privilege to work with the great Danny DeVito. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 826 right now. Congressman Lee Zeldin is one of the great guys down in Washington. Really gets it. He's a veteran. And Congressman, we welcome you back to the show. Always a privilege to have you with us, Congressman Zeldin. How you holding up through all of this, sir?
Doing okay. Good morning. Always good to be with you. Was down in D.C. for a couple of votes yesterday. I'm back up on Long Island now, and it's been an interesting month plus. You know, we'll see when the end hopefully is here sooner rather than later, where people are able to, maybe kids could go back to school and people could go back to work, but the governor hasn't made that announcement yet.
I think we'll get there, Congressman Zeldin. Appreciate your fight, sir. Tell us about the aid package. We have not touched on that this morning, and you guys passed it in the House yesterday. How much money is it, and where will the money go, Congressman?
Just under $500 million. What the aid package was going to be up until last Thursday was to refund the Paycheck Protection Program. What happened a week ago yesterday was that both the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, and the Emergency Injury Disaster Loans, that is also money for small businesses when there's a disaster declaration issued, like New York had one, and that means that any small business could apply up for up to $2 million. So both ran out Thursday morning a week ago. So then it became about funding both, and in the days that followed going into and through the weekend, there was money added for hospitals and testing. So that's how the package ended up being just under $500 million, and it passed almost unanimously. It was something that came together with very strong bipartisan support, passed unanimously in the Senate. I believe there may have been about 5 members of the House, and there are 435 members of the House, or about 5 who voted against it. And what's most important, and the heart of that package really is the help given to these small businesses, where it's life and death. If they don't get the support through no fault of their own, despite being a successful small business going into this, with all that sweat equity that the business owner and employees pour into it, if they're not getting this help to get through this because of this voluntary government shutdown, they won't be able to reopen. And that's why so many people came together for it.
It's so true. So, and the president will sign the bill today, Congressman Zeldin.
Correct. The president strongly supports this bill. I had a call last night with Secretary Mnuchin where we spoke about it. There is a strong desire on many fronts to be able to get out this help for small businesses.
So, and how do we go there? Is that the SBA.gov, Congressman? Is that it, or do you have to go somewhere else to apply
for this?
Yeah, I'll
go to SBA.gov. When you go to their website, there'll be a special link. And the other thing, too, is going to an individual's preferred lender where you normally bank to contact them. Some banks did an amazing job with the first tranche of money. Some banks fell on their face, to be quite candid with you. And if you know, if anyone's out there and they tried working with a particular lender and they're not feeling good about how the first tranche went, it might be that moment in time where if they want to reach out to their member of Congress. We have people reach out to me. We try to provide whatever help that we can. But yeah, it was definitely not a level playing field as far as one bank to the next and how they handled it.
You know, you're so true to what you're saying. Our buddy, and they're sponsors, I mean, full transparency here, but Empire State Bank and Phil Guarini, our friend, at first day was $25 million and more of loans out. But what about the people, like I always talk about the folks that starts her own business and she comes to clean my house, Congressman Zeldin, you know, and then she doesn't really have full-time employees. She subcontracts out, but you still end up paying a lot. Like myself, I talked about on the radio, Lee, if I go out and I'm doing a show, I got one weekend, I got to pay 30 people and put them on the payroll, the band and the sound people and everything. Are folks like us protected with this round of that just passed?
Yes. And my best advice is to apply. Anyone feeling like, I don't know whether or not I'm going to get granted, and that hesitancy means you definitely won't get anything. But if you are self-employed, if you're an independent contractor, you are the smallest of small businesses, it doesn't matter how unique your situation is, get your application in.
I love it. I love it. And it was great that Shake Shack gave back the money. Did Ruth Chris give back their money? Because they got a ton of money, too. Did we hear that they gave back the money?
I haven't heard about that with regards to Ruth Chris. Obviously, we all heard about the Shake Shack example. Yeah. And listen, my message, if you're a business and you're flush with cash, if you're an individual and you're wealthy, this isn't a moment in time where when one of these bills pass you're asking what the country can do for you. It's time for you to look around your community, see who needs help, and to be helping others. Because there are individuals who took advantage of that first tranche, and even though they might qualify, that doesn't mean that they should apply. And some are realizing that. And then the other thing too is I know that Treasury Secretary Mnuchin put out an announcement a few days ago during the White House press briefing that there was going to be some updated guidance, and that's going to be important. And then for those banks that were picking winners and losers choosing the bigger loans over the smaller ones, so they get more money for less effort. Those banks, some of them, I mean, there was lawsuits that were put out. Really, with this second tranche of money, it's really important for all those lenders to focus their efforts as much as possible on the small businesses.
And Lee, if I may, and to be not, I know you know, I love that you're just, you don't get rattled, and you're so really bipartisan. We appreciate that. But what's with Nancy Pelosi, man? I mean, can we say, and again, I don't, no disrespect to the speaker, but why is she always got to throw a wrench into, everything's going great until she shows up with her ice cream. I mean, am I wrong to say that, sir?
No, she has really handled this process as if impeachment didn't end. This isn't a different moment in time for her where she's going to take off the hyper partisan lens and try out some other skill for a change of working with each other. Yeah. And by the way, she has people in her conference there's different types of people in her conference, but I will say that I don't know if you had Josh Gottheimer on as a guest. He's from New Jersey.
Josh is a regular on the show. Yes.
Yeah. So you know, Josh is an example, a co-chair of the Problem Solvers Caucus who he wants to reach out to Republican colleagues, work together in nonpartisan fashion to get stuff done. And as Josh pointed out, it was so true. He said that there are some people in Congress who have atrophy with bipartisan muscles, and it's been so long since they've used them that they're just not quite sure how to use them. And, you know, for me to be able, not putting words in Josh's mouth, but I will say in answer to your question, is that I have found that the speaker has been way too partisan going through this when so many of her colleagues on both sides of the aisle, I use Josh as an example, there's so many people who want to approach this not just bipartisan but nonpartisan.
Yeah, well said. Congressman Lee Zeldin, before we let you go, sir, tell us about your district, and you've been hit by this virus and the economic implications in your district, Congressman.
Suffolk and Nassau County, between the two counties, have over 60,000 positive coronavirus cases. That's what's known and documented. We have been hit especially hard, a lot harder than a very large majority, almost every other state in the country. Obviously, New York's numbers have been high, including Long Island. New Jersey's numbers have been incredibly high, but Suffolk and Nassau have been hit hard. We don't have a timeline of when things are going to reopen. Schools might not reopen this year. We don't know. We're part of that pause until May 15th. We have to reopen smartly and precisely and do without preventing, doing in a way that prevents another outbreak. And all I would say, no matter what Congress talks about to pass a bill, there's nothing that Congress can do that's going to be more effective for our economy than for us to be able to get open. But again, we just need to do it smartly.
And we appreciate you being right in the mix there, Congressman. Thanks for your service to this country. And by the way, you met with President Trump this week, did you?
I did. About 3 days ago, I met with him for about an hour and a half at the White House to talk coronavirus response. It was a good meeting. New Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who I served with in the House, was in there with us, and New York was all over his mind. It has been throughout. He's been delivering for my area. He's been delivering for the entire downstate New York region, and for that, it's nice to say thank you in person on top of brainstorming what's next.
Yeah, and how's he holding up, Lee? I mean, he doesn't sleep anyway, President Trump, and he looks okay. He looks like he's, I love watching the pressers, man. When he battles with the press, I enjoy that, you know, but one-on-one, person-to-person, he's feeling all right, although worried about his original home state, huh?
Yeah, he was calm, cool, and collected in the meeting. He did not look stressed at all. And for a single term of a presidency that we're about 3.5 years into right now, not even, he has been through a lot as far as the different weapons of people trying to stab you and bring you down in other ways.
Yeah.
Despite the elements, he was focused on the mission when we were talking.
Yeah, and Congressman, thanks for the fight down there. You're doing a great job. We appreciate you being the public servant that you are, Lee Zeldin. God bless you. Godspeed, and we'll talk soon, Congressman. Thanks so much.
Thanks for everything you do. Take care.
Yes, sir. Congressman Lee Zeldin right there doing a great job representing Long Island. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 837. Mike Gallagher's coming up. Al Gattulo has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
45 degrees at 837. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo says the results of an antibody test sampling is revealing millions of New Yorkers could have been infected with coronavirus without even knowing it and are now recovered. The governor released his findings yesterday of the random sample, which tested 3,000 people statewide. He says nearly 14% tested positive for the antibody, and from that, he equates 2.7 million cases of people who were infected at some point. Officials say this small sample is just phase one in trying to determine the state's infection rate. The Hubble telescope is celebrating its 30th anniversary in space by producing a stunning new image of the cosmos. The telescope was launched into low Earth orbit on April 24th, 1990, and remains in operation. And for its 30th birthday, Hubble has produced an image of a star-forming region close to the Milky Way galaxy, about 163,000 light-years from Earth. The image shows two nebula in a seam that astronomers have nicknamed the Cosmic Reef because it resembles an undersea world. In sports, Giants adding some protection for quarterback Daniel Jones. They took Georgia offensive tackle Andrew Thomas, with the fourth overall pick in the first round of last night's virtual NFL draft. Giants have one second-round pick tonight, as well as a compensatory selection. The Jets, they selected Louisville tackle Mekhi Becton with the 11th pick. He's 6'7", more than 360 pounds. Jets have a second-round pick tonight, as well as two third-round selections. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to the Bronx River Parkway southbound at 177th. It's an accident here in the Bronx, so expect some delays there. Also seeing some delays on the eastbound side of the BQE as you get up and out toward the area of Cabin Plaza. Some ongoing construction here at the Lincoln Tunnel as well, so do steer clear of the Lincoln Tunnel. It looks like some construction inside the North Tube at this point as well. The Holland Tunnel, that is moving along smoothly. No major problems at the GWB except outbound construction at the GWB. Let's go over to the FDR Drive southbound, right in the 100s. It's a collision over there to contend with as well. We're still seeing this problem as you head over to 173 right by 78 as you get into Union Township and Hunterdon County. It's an accident there. And Route 1 northbound, right in the area of 130, it's an accident heading into North Brunswick. Some rain today with a high of 50 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Carol Marks is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism. She hosts a weekly radio program devoted entirely to making life better for America's seasoned citizens and their families. Getting older requires strength and courage. Getting older requires community. Getting older requires information. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. Ever since I was a small child, I have always loved the United States of America. One thing I love is seeing how Americans come together and help each other in times of crisis. It truly is unique. As we have learned even more so of good hygiene these past few weeks, it is important to know another threat that has been around us since forever, rodents. Rodents carry many diseases with them we do not want around us or in our homes. You can learn about all the diseases rodents carry online with just a few clicks. One of the best and most humane ways to keep them out of your home is with Plug-In Pest Free. Plug-In Pest Free sets up a no-go zone in your home utilizing the active electrical wiring. Now that's fair dinkum. Look us up at gopestfree.com today. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Visited New York Truck Stop Radio lately? We're open and here for you, especially in these uncertain times. Join Arthur and Zach Miller and guests as they discuss transportation, commerce, and the bottom line. Saturday afternoons at 1 on AM 970, The Answer. Nobody told me there'd be these like
these. Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
I think maybe you got a little too much sugar in your diet. We do things differently around here, Dan. Put the gun away.
Maybe I will and maybe I won't.
Stash the rod, Danny.
You shouldn't grab me, Johnny. My mother grabbed me once. Once.
And now, back to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
From Johnny Dangerously with Michael Keaton, one of the funniest guys on the planet. Michael, what a great sense of humor. Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us at 8:42. Happy birthday, Cindy Adams. Cindy Adams, New York Post, legendary journalist and a writer and a friend. And you're not going to believe it that she's, Frank, 90 years old. I think it's okay to say that. God bless her.
Yeah,
God
well, there's a big spread in the paper today with the numbers 90 all over the place. So I think her secret's out if she was trying to keep it a secret.
Well, she looks great, and she's, you know, with it and out about with Margot and John Catsimatidis all the time. And so we wish Cindy all the very, very best and a happy, happy birthday. Remember, she was married to Joey Adams all those years. Remember Joey Adams, right, Frankie?
That's right. Yeah, and a great New Yorker and somebody that really cares about animals and somebody that really embodies so many of the best spirits of what a gossip columnist should be. And I run into her once in a while, well, not lately, but at the Friars Club, I see her pretty regularly. And she's always just delightful, and she's happy to talk to anybody that comes up to her. So a very nice person as well.
Great stuff. Hey, Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Mike Gallagher's going to join us momentarily. We're getting through this. You know what I did? Because I'm trying to take all the stuff that you're supposed to take to prevent everything. So you build up your immune system, and I take the balance of nature is great. But now I'll tell you what I did. See? Well, I tell you, I always take balance of nature. I took zinc. I had like some zinc around. I looked, it wasn't expired. So I had like 50, I guess, micrograms of zinc. It can make you nauseous. Who knew? You remember? I said Dr. Gorka. I saw Seb Gorka every afternoon on AM 970, The Answer. Dr. Seb said, he said, be careful with the zinc because it could upset your stomach. See, you think I would listen to Dr. Gorka there, Frankie Five Barrows. It's like, now I feel like kind of ugh, but if it works, I can deal with it, I guess. And hopefully it'll go away a little bit.
I'm sorry to hear that. Feel better.
Yeah, well, sure. I'll just pour myself a drink of a bourbon or something like that.
Oh.
All right, Al, you don't take any preventative because you had the cancer, Albert. You had the cancer. Now you don't take anything like vitamin C to combat.
No,
that?
I take balance in nature, and I take I take some other stuff. But yeah, no, why? I mean, I'm fine. You know, no. I'm not immune compromised. What do you want me to take? Tell me what you want me to take. I won't take it, but tell me what you want me to take.
I take everything. I swear to God.
I know. I've seen that frayed, ripped Ziploc bag that's about 19 years old. He goes out and gets everything else. Can't get himself a new Ziploc bag to put these 8,000 pills that you have in there.
Rawlings leather. And then I reach
now, this is
and
how
I
you get into
this?
Trouble. You know, remember you fell on New Year's what? Eve because you were taking what? All these different what? Pills yeah, and you no, sliced well, your head no. open. You know,
that was the medication that you're not supposed to take.
Not that you weren't supposed to take it. You weren't supposed to take all of it at once. You were like, well, did I take this? I'm not sure.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
All right. I'll take it all. See what happens.
Boom. Scar is healing nicely, though. Thank you for
great.
Asking,
well, that's good. It's 4 months later. That happened in December. It's April. You still have the scar?
Well, no, it's going. Somebody at Fox News told me put
Duracin.
Silicone.
No. Oh. Well, you did. You sprayed it with Duracin.
I like that Ellen calls it, you don't spray Lysol on your body. I go, you don't?
You don't? You know? Have you been listening to this show, Ellen?
And,
I mean, really.
The Lysol people put out a statement saying exactly that under
but honestly,
Lysol, you know,
how
interact
stupid,
with people.
How stupid do you
Frank,
have
wait,
to
wait,
be?
Frank's gotta, we have to do this caveat. You're right. What did they say, Frank? What did they say?
No, so Lysol put out a statement saying that you should not ingest Lysol. You should not bathe in Lysol. You should not have Lysol have any touch with your person at all.
But again, how stupid do you have to be to even think for a second, I'm going to bathe in Lysol. I'm going to drink Lysol. What is the matter with you?
Nothing
you really did
around.
Something wrong with you. Joe,
spray,
Joe, no. No, 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 no. What's? I mean, honestly, you have something wrong with you if you do something like that. And by the way, when Ellen called in before about referring to that guy who took the fish whatever tank cleaner or whatever because he thought it had the stuff in there.
That's a
perfect example of a dumb human being who didn't read the instructions. They're talking about a specific drug, not for cleaning the fish bowl. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, I know. Well, that was nuts. And, of course, they went after the president on that. But we're talking
about... That's not the president's fault. That's your fault for being dumb.
Yeah,
that's it.
I absolutely agree. But the president said something about... He's just talking about, at a press conference, about do you use UV light? Can you somehow get the UV light
but that's like Star Trek. That's Star Trek UV light. I'm waiting for Geordi LaForge or Mr. Scott to come by. Captain, can I take the strain?
I feel like you're being a little unfair, Al, in comparing and conflating the injecting disinfectant with the internal consumption of UV light. We've seen in medicine light being used to treat so many different things. If you get a jaundiced baby, they're going to get light therapy. Psoriasis has done very well with light therapy. Even depression. Now, with what they're doing with lasers, with low-impact lasers, there are people that are able to avoid shoulder surgery because of a treatment from these low-impact laser. Melinda Keller has a laser
about
that melts fat. You know, it's really, there's so many different things that they can do with light. So I don't think there's anything wrong with the president raising the question about how you can incorporate light into a coronavirus treatment. But I think when it comes to drinking or injecting bleach or disinfectant, that's a different matter.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say drinking. He was just asking. He was
right,
asking.
He said inject.
He was just saying,
inject.
And this germaphobe went, good question, Mr. President. I understand exactly what you mean, sir.
Keep spraying the Duracin on your French toast, all right?
Well, Duracin doesn't have any alcohol in it, so it's not so bad. Hey, 848 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there. Mike Gallagher's coming up right here on AM 970. The Answer. We will get through this. Everybody settle down. We got this. Oh, Debbie, thanks.
Don't take the Lysol bath. Please, don't do that, Joe.
Sounds like a good idea, though, you know.
Let's see what's happening out here, Joe, as we take it out to the Southern State Parkway eastbound. Southern State eastbound, you're slowing down as you get out through the area of North Merritt, getting out by 106. It's an accident. Two lanes blocked heading through that stretch. Also, the Bronx River Parkway south at 177th, a crash over there. It's busy on the BQE eastbound at Cadman Plaza. You have an accident waiting for you in that area as well, so prepare for some stop-and-go traffic as you head right through that stretch. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as well this morning as you head over to 173. It runs parallel with 78 here in Union Township. All lanes closed there with that ongoing accident investigation as well. Route 1 heading north at 130 into North Brunswick, a collision. And you're still seeing some slowdowns as well. Garden State Parkway North by the Driscoll Bridge with an accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is an important coronavirus update from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation. Do you or a loved one live with a chronic illness? If so, you and your family may be at a higher risk for contracting the COVID-19 coronavirus. The Global Healthy Living Foundation has made free information and support available for your protection and well-being. Go to ghlf.org to enroll in their free patient support program to get updates and information related to the coronavirus outbreak. Protect yourself and your family. Visit ghlf.org today. This is an important coronavirus update from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation. Do you or a loved one live with a chronic illness? If so, you and your family may be at a higher risk for contracting the COVID-19 coronavirus. The Global Healthy Living Foundation has made free information and support available for your protection and well-being. Go to ghlf.org to enroll in their free patient support program to get updates and information related to the coronavirus outbreak. Protect yourself and your family. Visit ghlf.org today.
Are you tired of all the garbage that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with your family and watch something that affirms our American values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, starring Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. Go to nosafespaces.com to stream the number one political documentary of 2019. Free speech is under attack now more than ever. Politicians on the left are threatening to permanently shut down churches and synagogues. And we can't even open a debate about when we return to work. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces, the movie that the hard left does not want you to see. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Send the message to Hollywood that you support movies that support your values. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
Joe on the radio telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. We love Michaels of Brooklyn. So this is what happened. So this was, it's got to be 4 or 5 years ago already, maybe more. And Mary, our superstar sales gal, says, Joe, I want you to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, you're going to love it. And I go, really? Let's go out there. We go, we sit, I meet Fred, I meet Mary Ann, Johnny, and Michael himself. And it's a love affair from day one. I said, this is a great restaurant, the heritage, the legacy. I said, how long have you guys been here? They go, oh, since about 1964. Whoa! It was like a pizza place. Everybody knows Michael's of Brooklyn in the neighborhood. Then they have elevated to becoming one of the 5 best Italian restaurants, not only in Brooklyn, not only in the great state of New York, but in the United States of America. It's spectacular what they've achieved. And then they make the sauce right there. And me, being the geek that I am, I go, hey, Fred, could you take me and can we see where the sauce is made like that? And they take me back and I love it. I'm enthralled by this. Michael's of Brooklyn right there. So as you listen around the country, and we love you for listening, like I always tell you, on AM970TheAnswer.com. You go to the supermarket, you're in there with your rubber gloves, your mask, your goggles, you know, you go in there, your hazmat suit, you grab Michael's of Brooklyn from the supermarket shelves. Best sauce anywhere. Now this, from the Cacace family, from Michael's of Brooklyn, They are taking orders for pickup at Michael's of Brooklyn. And if you want, on a Friday particularly, you want to take home the best meal ever, you want to get it at Michael's of Brooklyn. They have the service for you. You can place an order and you can pick it up at Michael's of Brooklyn. Here is the number, 718-998-7851, 718-998-7851. And I tell you this, and I shouldn't because I don't want to put pressure on the kid. Michael is such a sweetheart of a guy. You know, he will deliver. If you can't get out and you're kind of stuck in your home and you're elderly or you're infirmed, Michael himself will deliver to your home if you're around Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn. This is a great service. This is a great family. And this is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States. And now you could call for a pickup. You place an order for a pickup. 718-998-7851. We love Michael's of Brooklyn. Again, serving the most authentic taste of Italy since 1964. Mike Gallagher comes up at 10:05, checking in with us, telling us about his show coming up later. Mike, how you doing? How you getting through all this, my friend?
I'm getting through, but I have a major question for you, Mr. Piscopo.
Uh-oh.
Will Michael deliver to Tampa? Do you think he'd get him to get down here and think he'll make a road trip?
I was thinking the same thing.
Come on, let's go. Michael, come on down. I'll give you a tour of the beach, take you out on a boat. Go for a little ride on the Gulf of Mexico. Might be worth his while.
You're allowed to go out on the boat, right? Governor DeSantis
said.
Yeah, well,
they just reopened last week. They have. I belong to something. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing because I know people are struggling. And this is probably the worst thing to admit when people are cooped in their apartment.
But you have a yacht.
I get out on a boat. It's a pontoon. A pontoon, center console. You get to pick from about 450 different boats. Yeah, it's the Freedom Boat Club. They're all over the country, actually. And I think they have a couple in the tri-state up in the New York neck of the woods. So you just get on your app, you rent a boat, go out and ride around. And they do
on the
social
Pacific
distancing.
River. I love it. I'll be able to do that.
Why not? We'll go water skiing. I'll pull you on the skis. I'll bet you're a heck of a water skier.
Is that
Joe Piscopo on water skis, Bert Merle?
No.
I think it is. No, we got a big day today. It's Friday,
yes,
of course. Lots of coronavirus news, some political news as well. But, boy, I saw something last night that was pretty devastating. Have you ever looked at the deaths by state outside New York and New Jersey? When you get started getting down into the Midwest and the Pacific, even Washington State, it is shockingly low. And you know, we're going to kind of look at the whole dynamic of how New York, which is because it's New York, it's the greatest city in the world, typically sets the tone for the rest of the nation. But, you know, even Tucker Carlson had a great question last night. He said, if a little town in Oklahoma had a massive pandemic with thousands of people, would Bill de Blasio have closed Times Square?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it works in reverse. And boy, this whole debate about reopening, I think people are missing the point. When people are saying, well, you don't need a tattoo parlor in Georgia to open. Who needs that? Joe, it's not about the service they provide. It's about the workers at the tattoo parlor. They have a right to work, too. You know,
it's true, Mike. It's true. It's debatable now as we flatten the curve, and we got to get back, man. We just got to get back somehow, Mike.
Slowly but surely, carefully. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I saw Hannity last night say, let's go to a football game. Let's go to an NFL game. We'll all wear masks, gloves, and have our temperature taken at the front door.
It's like a regular day for me, Mike Gallagher. I mean, I'm usually like that anyway.
You've always been like that. No one's allowed to touch you. You've always had the 6-foot radius around you. So this is just like the Joe Piscopo era.
Mike, we'll be listening for Joe.
Happy Friday. Love you.
Happy Friday, Mike. Love you too, Mike. We'll be listening. Joe Lundberg, how we doing? Rain all day, you're telling me, huh?
I just want to know, you know, like, will Michael deliver to State College? Will he deliver to me as well?
He'll come out to California. We'll have to extend the delivery to Michael's in Brooklyn, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, go ahead, Joey.
Rain through midday or early afternoon, then just some drizzle after that. Low 50s, some sun tomorrow, low 60s, and we have some more rain on the way for Sunday with wind temperatures around 50. It's going to be an ugly day Sunday weather-wise.
All right, we got tomorrow, though. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Always well done. We'll get delivery to you. Dr. Alan Kadish coming up. Jeffrey Lyons at Zen Sam's. Pandemic 2020 at 9 o'clock. Coming right back at you.